Blog Talk Radio.
I'm TDI. Yo, there's where it's at. There's where real shit pops. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm TDI, officially spitting. Matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold, warn ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm TDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lushy Lush, the people's voice. Make sure that you log in the rush. And you locking in with us, and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it. Cause they on the phone like Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this. I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Y'all people need to log on to Lush Radio.
Yo, so we live right now in the building, Lush Radio Online, keeping it cracking all day, every day like we always do, because you know who it is. It's your girl, Lushy. I'm the hottest, hottest in the hood. I'm the people's voice. I do it for the people, and y'all already know what it is, man. 2010, I'm feeling it. It's already starting off real well, real profitable. Shout out to our sponsors, www.strictlybunt1.com. They got a hot show this Saturday. It's going down. Check it out. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/strictlybunt1. Check them out at noon each and every Saturday on at noon. And they also got the hot clothing line. You know what I'm saying? Strictly Bunt 1. Hit them on Twitter at Strictly Bunt 1. Tell them your girl, Lush sent you in Diverse Media Group. You already know what it is. Shout out to Diverse Media Group, LLC. They always doing real good things with our media, getting us circulation all over the world. Also, our co-host today is Future Guru 100 on Twitter. We go on in. Shout out to the Retweet Squad, Ebenisha, Natalia, DFM Bitch, and everybody else that definitely rock with the kid. We in the building. We going to have the one and only. They call him Dre, the mayor. DMV, stand up. Worldwide, stand up. This dude is doing real big things. Today, we talking about entrepreneurship. We about to teach y'all about some real stuff that's going down in this digital age. Entrepreneurship, these are the people that's going to outlast this so-called quote-unquote. Some people say we in a recession still, but I say I'm on some get money type-ish. You heard me? We in the building. Dre going to be live in the building. If you don't know who Dre is that dude, you know what I'm saying, in the DMV. He is the partner for 368 Music Group. That's him and Raheem Nirvana partners, you know what I'm saying? That cat that said, I'm feeling like bulletproof. Yeah, man. Yeah, we live in the building. He going to be going down telling us about entrepreneurship, telling us about him, you know what I'm saying, him being a strong black man in business and doing this thing. He going to be live in the building. We going to go to the phone line and see what's cracking. DMV, stand up. If you hear me, hit a pound on Twitter, baby. What up, what up, what up, what up, fam? 240 live in the building on Lush Radio. What up, boo? 240, you're live in the building on Lush Radio. What up, boo? 240-508, you're live on the line. What up, Dre?
What up, Lush? What's going on, baby?
What up with you, man? What's cracking?
That's good. Did I call in on the wrong number?
No, you called in on the right number, man.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just saying. I thought you might have had a special line for me to call in. I ain't know if you was, you know, if you was looking for this to be a caller calling in saying what up. But it's actually your boy Dre the Mayor, 368 Music Group in the building, live on with Lush Radio. You know, I'm glad to be here tonight. Talk business with y'all. What it do?
Ain't nothing much. No, I wasn't looking for no special call. No, when I was saying 240, I knew it was you. But I want you to say, you know, I was giving you the intro and all that.
Right, I got you, boo. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to beat Dre up, man. But I love this dude right here, man. Let me give him a Lush Radio welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that welcome.
That's what's up, man. So, Dre, man, what up, man? You know, I know it's cold as I don't know what outside, man. It's Brick City and DMV right now. Man, what
up,
man?
Yeah, it's crazy out here, man. Nothing, man. Just trying to stay warm in this cold, man. You know, we trying to put coals on the fire and logs in the fire and all that and stay warm and still, you know, still stay productive out here in all this cold.
I feel you, man. You want to go ahead and get some shout-outs in before we get into the nitty-gritty, fam?
Man, of course I got to shout out my whole 368 family. Shout out my partner, my brother, my fam, Mr. Raheem Devon. He's up in New York right now getting ready to do the Apollo tomorrow night with Alicia Keys and a host of others. They're going to be live on BillboardLive.com tomorrow, which is Thursday. Y'all check that out. Got to give a shout out to my homie, little brother, Phil Ade, man. Y'all be looking out for him. Give a shout out to the whole 368 team, Brookstar, Alon, Liz, T, Overrock, the whole crew, man. Everybody know who they are, man. We've been working real hard at this 368 thing for the last, 9 or 10 months now. We made a whole lot of progress to be a new imprint in this label where they say, in this time and day where they say you can't really make money in music anymore. I mean, you got to find new ways to make it pop, man. And my team, man, we've been working real hard at this. So I just want to give a shout out to all of them.
That's what it is, man. So, man, you know, just tell us, man, how did you get inspired to get into, you know, the music game and everything like that, Dre?
Well, I think, first and foremost, music is a passion, and I think music is a passion for most people who enter the music industry. It starts with, you know, just having a passion for music itself, just, you know, liking listening to music, liking, you know, everything I do, I can think about a song that gives me, you know, evokes an emotion that, you know, either makes me feel sad, makes me feel happy, makes me want to smile, makes me want to go get some money, makes me feel determined. It's a song that, you know, can be the soundtrack to anything you do in life. So, you know, that was pretty much, you know, what drew me to music my whole life. As long as I can remember, I've been glued to a radio. So, actually, the music business was secondary. At first, it was just a love for music. But then actually being able to turn what you love into, you know, a lucrative situation, man, it's like the best thing you can ever do in life. So, I mean, it kind of happened, you know, happened when I was in college. You know, I started working, you know, as an audio engineer. I mean, it was something I wanted to try. And being around the studio and just being around a lot of different creative people, it made me see, you know, where I felt my interest really laid at as far as the music industry. And it wasn't being a rapper, it really wasn't being an engineer, but I felt I had a talent for putting people together. So, you know, I was kind of tagged as the A&R at the studio where I used to intern at. And so, you know, I made a couple things happen, caught a couple people's interest, and, you know, it went from there.
That's what it is, man. Don't forget to shout out your college, girl. Don't forget to shout out your college, man.
Oh, I got to shout out my school, man. I'm a Terp, man. I went to University of Maryland College Park. I was there during the championship years and the not championship years. I was there right at the time when Ralph Friedman started to win the bowl games and Lonnie Baxter and Juan Dixon took us to 2 Final Fours, and we first started to beat Duke. Those were my years, man, and we had a ball.
That's what it is, man. So you got this great merge, you know what I'm saying? You got some hot artists in the arsenal, man. I mean, tell us how all of y'all guys linked up to, you know what I'm saying, to make this power move, man. Raheem, Philly, the whole movement.
Right. Well, actually, Raheem Devon's management is my mentor, and my uncle is Jerry Vines. I've known him, you know, all my life. We're not blood related, but, you know, when you come up in the street and you got those older cats who kind of take you under their wing, you call them up. And, you know, I was nephew. So Jerry has been like that to me since I was like 15, 16 years old, you know, and he kind of, you know, he never really pushed me in the way of music. I just kind of, I looked up to him, you know. I watched him come up through the ranks with Drew Hill and Cisco and Tank and Tyrese. He had a lot of talented acts come out of this area, and R&B is really his thing, you know. He's legendary in that game. And it kind of me moving around doing my own thing, and Raheem seeing me making moves as far as the DMV hip-hop scene. I was one of the cats who's been around for a while in the DMV hip-hop scene, working with a lot of different artists. I worked with Wale before, worked with AP the Prince. Off and on, did some stuff with Tabby and his crew. I've crossed paths with a lot of cats, and we made a lot of things happen. And Raheem saw me doing my thing. We would always cross paths, and he would always tell me to get with him, and It always seemed like I was either too busy or he was too busy, but late last year, or actually early last year, we finally started taking some meetings with one another and discussing ideas and playing music, and, you know, kind of we realized we had a lot of the same goals for our area, which is the, you know, D.C. metro area. And we were tired of seeing everybody that was in the industry have to leave this area to make it into the industry. So what we wanted to do was, you know, kind of give the people in this area industry in their own backyard. So, like, we never saw a label downtown in the Washington, D.C. area. Like, it's all government in D.C. Like, only thing you can think of about downtown is the White House and, you know, having a government job. We want to have a place where you can come solicit your record, where you can come record a record, where you can get a record deal right in the DMV. So that's our goal for 368 Music Group. Actually, if you look at your telephone and you try to dial DMV, it's 368. And that's where we came up with the name 368, giving back to the DMV and actually putting something for industry and actually making music for home, from home, and sending it to the masses.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk. And, you know, what are some of the challenges, you know what I'm saying? What are some of the challenges, you know what I'm saying, with the situation, you know, when you first started the music situation or just dealing with artists in general?
Well, dealing with artists in general, first of all, being that we're in the D.C. area and the industry has not really made it here yet, or I would say hip-hop, what we're trying to do right now, hip-hop is not really the forefront street music here. Like, we definitely, I definitely would say hip-hop has taken a back seat to go-go for years in the Washington area. And it's just been as of late, maybe the last 3 or 4 years, where it's become accepted or cool to even be a rapper from D.C. Wale and Tabby Benet definitely had a lot to do with it, because cats definitely saw that it was a chance for success being a rapper from this area. And any time that you have where the street music is not hip-hop, it takes a back seat to it. Like, even in Baltimore, the street music is club music. Like, you go to a Baltimore club and, you know, the first thing you're going to hear is a house mix. So it's not really, you know, it was never really the forefront street music, as opposed to if you go to New York, in a cypher battling. Or if you go to Atlanta, the street cats, you know, they're going to have a mixtape bumping, you know, on their trap boys type of sound, or it's always been cool to rap in those other areas. There was no music that they had to take a back seat to. So we had, you know, we definitely in this area, we seem like we in 1996, you know, as far as creating the industry in this area. Like, you know, people just really starting to learn that they can make money doing something other than go-go. Go-go has had, you know, a couple chances where it's almost, you know, went mainstream. I mean, with a couple acts getting deals back in the day with Def Jam and other labels, like I think Junkyard had a deal. I think Essence signed a deal at one point. UCB is still making strides for Go-Go right now as being Wale's band, and that sound is becoming synonymous with our area. And, I mean, I think that's definitely
You can't forget about EU. They actually, you know,
EU had stuff popping off with Salt-N-Pepa, and they was part of Spike Lee's soundtrack for School Days. So I mean, you know, Go-Go was always at the forefront, and it really wasn't about hip hop here. So now, you know, I think embracing our Go-Go sound, which is, you know, inlaid with drums and congos, but now we're infusing it with hip hop. That's a sound that's becoming synonymous with our area, and I think you have to have that to break into the national scene. If you can't come out, I'm from D.C., but I sound like I'm from New York, or I'm from D.C., but I sound like I'm from Florida or ATL. We got to embrace what we are and give it to the masses and let, you know, and let them come and embrace our sound, just like Houston did. Houston came out with the screw, and everybody rocked with it. New York has their tone. Atlanta has their tone. The West Coast cats got their own flavor. Everybody got to bring their own flavor to the game in order for your city or your town or your area to really pop, because it has to be that congruent sound and everybody coming out and being on the same page for it to be a movement. Now, you're going to have your little hit-or-miss acts that somebody might jump off, but for it to be a movement, it got to be everybody on one page and a congruent. Not everybody sounding just alike, but it got to be that common undertone that, oh, that's that D.C. right there, or that's that DMV right there.
But, I mean, I am noticing sometimes, like, even some cats, like, from out of state, I'm starting to hear, like, a little, some New York cats with a little slight go-go beat.
Yeah, it's popular right now.
You know, the go-go, you know what I'm saying, is definitely, you know, out there, you know, is definitely out there. And the movers and shakers is definitely from the go-go. But on top of that, we do have a lot of hot, you know, hip-hop artists in the DMV, but they not getting noticed like that, you know,
right,
because of the whole fact that everybody, and then you got the situation where everybody want to sound like everybody. We got a lot of clones out here.
Another situation that we're trying to overcome is local radio, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a gift and a curse. It's like, I mean, I love local radio. We grew up listening to it and loving it, but at the same time, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing that we got to explain to people outside of town why artists from here that everybody knows is dope and the internet going crazy over, that they don't play them here. And they got to get over the, like, what's really sad is that I can take a ride right outside the Beltway and get down to VA and the top of North Carolina and hear all kind of cats I never heard. Because it seems like the jocks in other areas are able to be opinionated. Like, it's like we wait until other markets say it's hot before DC radio will decide to play it. We're not record breakers here. We just record takers. So wait for another market to make.
Oh, hold up. Let me give you something for that. Woo! Hey, Jay said that we not record breakers, we record takers out there. Hey, but he ain't talking about internet radio. You know how I do. I go against the grain. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, and I know it's a lot of politics and money make the world go round and this and that, but that's why, like, what people don't realize is more money in it for everybody if we become tastemakers. So even for the DJs, even for the on-air personalities, for everybody, if you got artists that blow in your city, you get to charge more for hosting a party, you get to charge more for hosting on mixtapes, when industry comes around you, with the company that's around you, if everybody getting money, it's opportunities for everybody to eat. Like, if three or four acts sign major deals here and everybody want to come to D.C. or everybody want to see these acts, like, it's going to be for the taking for the people who help break those artists. That's what I'm talking about, like, people like Don Cannon, people like DJ Drama. They decided to take a chance on acts in the South that people weren't up on, and it just so happens that the country just took them with open arms and loved them. Now look what they charge for mixtapes. I mean, it don't make no sense that I got to go and get a Don Cannon to host my artist mixtape when I'm from D.C. What sense does that make?
Ow! Woo! That's some real talk. You ain't never lie about that, Drake. For real.
I need to have somebody around here that is influential enough to say, man, it's hot, and the whole city going to rock with it. But we don't have that. So, unfortunately, I have to go with what I know and who been breaking records. So I go to the record breakers. I mean, it's no diss on anybody around here. I'm just trying to open people's eyes to that, man, we got to support one another and put each other up on, like, the DJs got to put the artists up on a platform, and the artists got to put the DJs up on the platform, and then we can all rock.
Definitely. But Jay, you ain't never lie about that situation. That's what the reason why I created Lush Radio Online. Even though I'm stationed here in the DMV and everything, you know what I'm saying? My audience is, like, you know, worldwide. And the reason, a lot of cats, they like, yo, they know of me, they hear of me, just like they hear of Word Smith, which is my man. Shout out to him. He goes hard in the paint, you know what I'm saying? But just because he don't come to all these different shows is out here and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, doesn't mean he grinded. Like, even though I might not come to all these different shows and stuff, I play all this music. I reach out to DMV cats. But if you're not commercial radio, if you ain't commercial radio, they looking at you real funny style. You know what I'm saying?
So
it's only selective people from the DMV that I even allow to come on my show. And along with that, you know what I'm saying, it's cats that's actually grinding and making moves. And I'm breaking records, and I got DJs from all over that we go out here and we go hard and break records and we give honest feedback. But you know what? When you got politics and you got payola in the mix of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Hey, situations happen. They looking at cats that's paying the bills. They don't care about the local artists.
Yeah.
And
no, you're
crazy, the crazy thing about it is the way that it's going digital, online radio is the wave of the future. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So, you know, it is what it is, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Tell us about your man Philly Ade, how y'all link up and everything. I see the movement strong with my dude, and, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying, he's doing his thing, man.
Yeah, Philly Ade, man, he actually kind of, you know, he was kind of like he landed in our lap, actually. You know, a good friend of Raheem's, who's now on Phil's manager, Tennyson Richard, shout out to Paperboy Management. His little brother went to school with Phil out in Alabama. He gave us word about Phil while they were in school. He was like, man, this kid down here is really dope. So Phil only stayed one semester down at school. So when Phil got back home, because his parents were living here in the DMV, when he got back home from the school after that one semester, he actually linked up with Tennyson. So we decided to, you know, get him some tracks and put him in the studio to see what he could come out with. And the first three joints he recorded ended up on the CD that you guys hear today, starting on JV. It was just mind-blowing music right out the gate. He's a young kid. By the time we met him, I think he was just turning 20. And, I mean, his music sounded like somebody that had been recording forever. And he had only been rapping seriously since his junior year of high school. So I think that was about a year. And it's been a wrap from there, man. We've just been going, and he stayed in the studio. We put out the starting on JV 3 months after we met him. Everything happened real fast. So, I mean, we haven't even been dealing with him for a year yet. And the kid became like a household name in the DMV almost. He's all over the internet. He got the new mixtape coming out late March, early April. We're going to do it with Don Cannon. It's called The Letterman. It's about 75% done now. He'll be performing live on Friday night at Live Nightclub for those who are in the DMV down on U Street. And he's been popping up all over the place. Him and Raheem just did a remix of Wale's Pretty Girls, and they've been jamming it all over the local radio. So, I mean, it's been a good look, man. I mean, he can't even believe how fast it happened, man. I mean, he's just a talented kid, and I think that he got a long way to go. But at the same time, his natural talent, man, it just stood out to us, and we had to rock with him.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm still trying to see if this other music had it converted for me and stuff. Cause you know sometimes this joint be acting crazy with the conversion. But I'm gonna go ahead and give him Bulletproof real quick. Y'all know Bulletproof, man. Your man Raheem Devon. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna do that. And we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about this entrepreneurship and you know the importance of getting your business together. And all that jazz, man. We're going to go ahead and go into that situation in a few. After we come from Raheem Devon's Bulletproof featuring Luda in a few minutes. We live with your man with the plan, Dre the Mayor. DMV stand up in the prison.
368.
trap house, a liquor store, and your city's got it. And my city's got it. And their city's got it. This world is chaotic. And love is symbolic. So life don't get cherished. And our babies perish. And your babies perish. Now tell me who's cabbage. Now who should I pray to? And what should I pray for? You can't pay the preacher for your redemption. I know where we're headed. I already read it. The good book done said it.
Not promised today, but today I promise. If we don't make our own way, somebody'll take it from us. Snatch it like rats to cheese. So Lord, help me please, 'cause I'd rather die on my feet than to live on my knees. Living like I'm bulletproof, cocking a Glock and naming shoots. My future's ever clear, 180 proof. So I open the bottle to swallow my pride and drink the pain away. I take shots and just lay up, then fade away. Dreaming a better day, dreaming a better pay. But we got our work cut out for us, so we better pray. Pray to uphold the weak, not for eternal sleep. But if I die, I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
The ladies love that. Feeling like you're bulletproof. Bang, 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 bang. Ooh, go ahead. Special Ed got something to say, too.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
That's what it is. Shout out to my big brother, Special Ed. That was bang, bang. Feeling like I'm bulletproof. Raheem Devon featuring Luda. In a building, and we're live with the one and only Dre, the mayor, DMV, stand up, worldwide, stand up, we in a building. What up, Dre?
Nothing less, just kicking it with you, enjoying your show tonight, babe.
Hey, man, you know, digging in the scene on the gangster lane, diamond in the back, some rooftop. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, for my cats listening, man, we live with Dre the mayor.
What'd you say?
You know what I'm saying? He's the man with the plan. Y'all need to check for this dude all day, every day. And he on Twitter too, at Dre the mayor on Twitter.
Lush.
Y'all know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So Dre, man, you know what I'm saying? With the people always complain about the economy and all this crazy stuff, right? And everything like that. You know, and with the plummet of the way, you know, the hip hop situation is going. And, you know, with all these clones going around and we know we're fighting against the machine, how do you feel there's a way out of all this nonsense and chaos that's going on?
Man, well, it's definitely about multiple streams of income and being, you know, it's being multifaceted. You know what I mean? You got to be able to do a little of everything, or you can't put all your eggs in one basket at all if nothing is already taking you to the top. You got to have a backup plan for a backup plan. And, I mean, definitely education is the key. Like, I know that's so cliche. Everybody always say education is the key, but that's the only thing that nobody can ever take from you. They can walk up to you all day long and take all the money you got, but the knowledge in your head is what built your finances up in the first place. So as long as you know what you know, you can get back what you already had. So, I mean, I would tell kids, you know, right away, got to get your education, whether it be a degree in whatever it is, whether it's business, whether it's music, whatever it is. Know your trade. Know what you're about. And after that, you'll find your own way to make it happen, whether it's DJing at the same time as trying to be a music exec, or starting a dope website or a dope online radio show at the same time as trying to be an A&R, or starting a whole another type of business that don't even have anything to do with music. that can secure and make your family safe and pay your bills while you try to take your music to the next level. It's not always about depending on that one thing or that one break. Don't never sit around and wait for a handout from one person that's going to make or break your life. Like, I mean, I've had so many different types of companies since I graduated from school. I've had janitorial companies, computer companies, construction companies. I mean, you name it. I've been involved in it because I'm an entrepreneur, not necessarily just a music exec. You gotta be all-around person, just out to make it happen, not just about music or not just about one thing. Because if you put all your eggs in one basket, man, that could be a single point of failure, and you never want a single point of failure.
And that's real talk, man. You never lied about that. I'm about to bring my man with the plan, my co-host. You know what I'm saying? The one and only Future Guru 100. This is my man that goes hard in the paint. You know, part of the Retweet Squad, my co-host, Future Guru. What up? We got Dre the Mayor live in the building. What up?
What up, Guru? What's happening, fam?
Hey, Guru, you there? Guru,
we
you
on?
There?
Yeah.
Yeah, we on. What up?
Yeah, everybody, shout out to Lush Radio. Yeah. Hey, I want to thank Dre for following. I see Dre out there. I just got hip to his movement. And actually, that song that was... Yeah. It's no echo right now, is it, Lush?
Nah.
Oh, good, because I was wondering. shout out to Dre. The song that was just playing, Raheem Devon. Guess what? You know how you know, it's always fresh and nice to have your house all spiffy. I'm here getting it in with the mop. And getting it in, like in my little office area, the whole little thing going on, cleaning up to that joint. That's how you get it in. Ready to get it in. Think about what I'm about to do tonight, you know. But for the most part, I feel goodwill, you know, goodwill towards everybody right now. And Lush Radio with this movement, you know, we got to do things out here as a, from the networking standpoint. That's why I really don't have a lot of. To say tonight on this call, because I'm just calling in to try to say that we got a showcase coming up with somebody on Twitter that I think you all should follow. And his Twitter is SlickTalkJ on Twitter, twitter.com/SlickTalkJ, and he is the head promoter for DJ Envy on Power 105 in New York, the FM station. We ain't talking about, we love our internet, but we got Power FM on the showcase for Elizabeth. They do it every Tuesday at the All-Star Club. And you go on my Twitter, everybody's going to see that I'm supporting Slick Talk. I know he's busy right now, and he's going to be on the show. I'm just calling for him because we're going to have him as a guest in the future. But I can't let the opportunity go by because this is going down on the 12th. So I only have a few minutes. I want to let Dre get his shine and listen in for a hot second, and then I'll let y'all know when I got to go. But for the most part, let this be about... Follow DJ Envy, y'all, on Twitter, twitter.com. Y'all know he's the head of that 105 Power. Y'all know he's on there just balling out of control with networking and events, man. This is a networking on 3rd Street, the All-Star. Come through. I'm there. I got a table. Lushy, Lush, you know what it is. Microphone Bully and me is going to be in the building. Ha-ha, surprise. Yep. You heard it here first. I'm enjoying the show, Lush. I'm enjoying the show. You know, but I'm in my grind, and you know I'm moving around. But I just want to say I know you're gonna have a short show, but I appreciate just being able to call and talk about the showcase, because that's gonna be quiet as kept. What I'm really gonna blow up on Twitter. What up? I'm gonna be there on Tuesdays. Y'all can send me stuff, and I know y'all want to holler at me. Campaign. Let it be a real campaign where y'all know I'm involved. I'm gonna be there. So. Get it to me. It's not going to be much. It's not going to be much. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to be there representing, so whoever wants to see Sky High going to be in the building. You know, I know one thing for sure is that all my dudes, I put them on to the – we archiving our shows. Shout out to Lush Radio, CEO Blog Talk. We archiving our shows. We having a ball letting people listen to our show from the other day. We had a Hot or Not Friday. Two back-to-back successful shows. Shout out to all our How to Not contestants, man. This $10 campaign is for real, man. I don't even got a lot of time, man. Yeah, you know what it's about? It's about to go down,
Go.
Do it.
Yeah, my man gets hype, but he represents Hard Body, man. And Less Radio will be represented by your man Future Guru at the showcase. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? Going down and Microphone Bully. So you know what I'm saying? If y'all need to get y'all flyers or whatever in, y'all need to holler at Future Guru, because he will have a table out there. So y'all need to holler at the man.
One more shout out, because we got signed already. Shout out to Sky High ENT, T Bird and Dooley, and the big party on February 8th up in Orange, New Jersey. You know I'm an Irvington cat. We got Orange. We're gonna be up there with French Montana celebrating signing Sky High. So that's going down. It's official, man. I'm gonna let y'all take over from here, man. I just had to get my little 5 minutes, man. Appreciate it, Lush. Get out of here, man. I'm out of here, yo. All right, guys. I love that song, Raheem Devon and y'all, Camp Dre, man. Appreciate y'all, man. I love that sound,
man. Thank you, fam. Thank you, man.
Word up. That's how we doing it.
That's what's up. Yo, Future Guru.
That's that fam, though.
Future Guru is my head of operations for Lush Radio Online, and he definitely goes hard in the paint. I think that was the best, you know what I'm saying, network situation I locked up in the end of 2009 going to 2010 with him and the whole Retreat Squad. We going hard in the paint, man. Ain't no game out here. We knocking niggas in the head. But back to the one and only Dre. We talking about this entrepreneurship and everything. What is the key to success in this digital age that you have observed right now? Like, what's the key to success? The key, because you know a lot of us are people, African American people.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard, and you can stay on the line with us, Guru, right? Sometimes
hard,
you know what I'm saying, when it comes to us holding down businesses. You done seen a lot of us open up shops. You done seen a lot of us start some new things, and they say, yo, you know, I'm going to do this, but you don't get that much support, man. So what is the key in this digital age? What are some of the outlets that we need to really take advantage of, you know what I'm saying, in holding the business down, you know, this year, fam?
Well, first and foremost, like I noticed my man Guru does, man, you got to take care of your brand and brand yourself. So, I mean, like it sounds like he got a lot of good affiliations, and affiliations is the key right now. A lot of, like, DJs, you need good stamps, you need, and at the same time, is every time somebody see you and your crew, you got to look like something somebody people want to look up to. Like this day and age, we not at the same day where you're going to come out the box and sell a million records unless you're one or two artists nowadays. So you got to find those, you know, multiple streams of income where you can get that energy drink check or that deodorant check or that soap check or that, you know, or whatever. Anything that you got to be that guy that people want to look at what he says is hot and do it. You got to be that guy or that crew that when you wear that jacket, everybody go out and get that jacket. When you wear that chain, everybody go get that chain because nowadays, it's about multiple streams of income. It's not about I put a record out and I sit back and I wait on checks because it don't happen like that no more. Because what we found today is that music is so accessible that you can't keep it from people. As a matter of fact, music, I feel, is becoming the commercial to the other products. So, like, music is becoming that commercial for your brand. So, like, yeah, I put out dope music. Now come bring your product to me so I can sell it to the masses. I mean, because Drake put out damn near the hottest EP of the year, and it was a free mixtape. But at the same time, he's sitting back, and the publishing checks is going to be stupid because his spins was through the roof. You know what I mean? And his licensing is going to be through the roof. And his performance fee is through the roof. Last I checked, he was 35 stacks for hosting. So, I mean, that's what it's about. Like, it's about creating that brand that people can't do without. So if you create that jam or them songs that people just can't live without or that it become the soundtrack to their life, the money's going to come. You got to put that quality product out there and take care of your brand. That's all I can say.
That's real talk. And it's all about branding, and you know what I'm saying? Shout out Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? We done went hard in the paint for like a whole year strong, and we still going hard. And, you know, in this key to this game, if ain't nobody creating the lane for you, create your own lane. That's what I stand by and live by. Make sure your team is strong. And, Guru, you know how we say, don't have a weak team or be a weak leader for a team, right? How you say it, Guru?
Hey, build your team or that team is going to fall apart.
Hey.
It's simple, man. I ain't even got much to say about that, man. I got to tell you what, your team – your team will stay loyal to you from the beginning if you're a good leader. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we can figure that out. It's the journey. It's a journey,
yeah,
man.
For sure.
And, you know, we come in and you can't, you know, you got to ask the right questions. You got to want something, how they say, want with your brother what you want for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, when you say fam, I don't throw around fam on Twitter. I bet you when you see that fam around my Twitter, guess what? That's it.
That's real talk. Life's real talk. And the thing about it is, make sure you build your rapport with people. Don't just be a fly-by-night person. Don't like, well, I interview, you know what I'm saying, and then that's a wrap. Like, keep in contact. Stay updated with that cat. Keep that up, because you never know when you got to call on that person. We trying to build up business relationships, man, for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, at least
for
last.
That's right. She made a good point right there. Follow-ups are probably one of the most important things on Twitter. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
If I have some information for everybody to retweet us, and here's the reason why you should retweet us, because we going viral. We know what we got, so we don't even gonna say much. We want y'all to want the retweet squad to promote y'all. That's all. It's that, and we don't even have our message is really in between all of that. Like, it's gonna catch on for y'all to holler at us. We the biggest. We bound to always stay on top. Whoever come along, they're going to have to want to get down with us. That's all I'm saying. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's real. They like, yo, they better come at us correct, too. Big check, please. It's BCP. All right, see. Y'all missed that? BCP.
That's a little talk right there. And Drake, man, well, on top of that situation with having strong teams and everything,
mm-hmm.
I know you've gone through some times, you know, everybody go through their time where, you know, you put trust in people and some people, you know, stab you. What you think was, like, the hardest adversity you had to deal with being in the music industry, man?
I think what a lot of people got to learn to deal with is rejection and criticism. Like, this definitely ain't the business for the weak at heart. And, I mean, if you don't want somebody to give you the real, you can get out of the business right now. I mean, I've sat across the desk from, you know, several executives that have just told me what I had wasn't it. You know what I mean? It's cool, but it's not it. You know what I mean? It's cool, you know, but where's this going? Or your man don't have no lane, or he sound all over the place, or this and that. Like, these people, you asking these people, basically what you're doing, if you want to look at it from a corporate perspective, when you go to take a meeting with the executive, you bring in your business plan to the table, and you saying, invest in what I'm trying to do. And if you don't look like a sound investment, you're not gonna get what you're looking for, what you came to the meeting for. So when you go there, make sure your package is tight, and make sure you know that your everything, your music, your package, your branding, it's all together. Don't be in a rush to get rejected. So don't just put together a fly-by-night project and think something is going to happen. You know, sit there, take your time. You know, take your time and put forth your best effort. And then when you put forth your best effort, you know you left it all on the table. Or you left it all on the floor, as they say in basketball. You left your heart out there. You know what I'm saying? So you can't do nothing but walk away satisfied knowing that you gave it your all, and you're going to give it your all the next time you come back. Because I guarantee you that when you go sit in front of them cats who done grinded from being an intern to the president of the company, he not going to sell you no bullshit. He going to give you what's the real. And you can't do nothing but eat it up, take it back to the lab, and start over.
Right.
That's real talk. That's real talk.
Can I just say what he mentioned earlier, the mayor, what he mentioned earlier, he gave it to you guys. Please don't miss what he said. Take something with you tonight. He said, if you happen to be one of the two artists that sell a million.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. I hope all of y'all heard that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because guess what? Y'all, the same ones that ain't listening is going to get wrapped into a 360 deal. They're going to get all washed up real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the wrong advice and wondering why they tried to go this route. Hey, I'll save you a couple of headaches right tonight. Something. Think about something. you know. Think about where you're trying to go at the end of the day with being digital. So come to us and follow the Retweet Squad on Twitter. Be digital. We got you. LushRadioOnline got you. And look up Diverse Media Group, because it's going to involve some big networking thing. I'm telling you, that's why we're here. Entrepreneurs, unite right now, and we'll give it to you what we got. We'll give you what we got and put you down, put you in, give it to you straight.
So all that sideline
stuff is for the birds, man. I ain't on no sideline, man.
That's real talk. Drake, if an artist from the DMV, are you focusing more on DMV artists, or are you open to artists outside of the DMV?
I'm open to hot talent. I'm open to talent, wherever it comes from. If you listening right now, you're in Oslo, Norway, wherever you at, look us up, man, 368musicgroup.com. We're taking all music submissions from producers, writers, artists on blazetrack.com. Look us up, blazetrack.com, 368MG. BlazeTrack is a new technology that's hot and up and coming. Shout out to my man Ron Harrison. He put us on to the BlazeTrack team. Check that out. And also, man, any artist, no matter where you're from, man, just look us out. Look us up and check us out. Well, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Dre the Mayor. DreTheMayor. My brother Raheem Devon is Radio Ra, RadioRah. Our first artist, Phil Ade, is PhilAde301. PhilAde301 on the Twitter. So check him out, man. Check his music out. Check out the whole team. And I appreciate Lush Radio for having me on tonight. I got to get ready to make a move, y'all. But I'm glad y'all had me on, and I really appreciate it. I would love if y'all had me back. If y'all want to get Phil Ade, Radio Ra, just call in, man. We can do that, too. Hit me on the Twitter so we can keep in touch. Y'all got something to promote. Just holler at me, y'all.
Got you.
Well, I appreciate you, Dre. You know you the best, man. We got to get up since you in the DMV. Don't be acting
man,
like you can't hit a nigga up, dog. Cause you know
look, we got a show. Phil got a show on Friday at Liv, man. So let's get in there and get a drink or something, man. Let's chop it up.
So what I got to do? What I got to ask for you or something? Or I got to stand outside like
hit me in advance, and I got you. You hit me in advance like you did for the show, and I got you.
All right, man.
You know you're
nice,
the best, man. I love
you,
man.
All right, man.
Take it
much
easy,
love
man.
To Lush Radio, y'all. I thank y'all, man.
All right,
peace.
Peace out.
That's what's up, man. Make sure y'all support Dre 368 Music Group, man. Y'all artists, y'all need to get at them, you know what I'm saying, to get that music up and popping. You already know what it is, man. I'm going to be a conference call in a few, you know what I'm saying, for the DMV Awards is going down soon. You know what I'm saying? I'll be out there working the red carpet situation, so
congratulations. Congratulations, Lush. That's what's up.
Hey, yo, Goo, you crazy as I don't know what, man, but I love you, man.
Love you back.
Hey, yo, and Friday, I mean, hopefully the weather's going to be nice because they said it might snow on Thursday evening for those people that's in the DMV. I'm supposed to be at a music video shoot for Wordsmith. It's a closed-in music video shoot for Wordsmith, you know what I'm saying? One of the hardest grinding artists out there doing this thing. So I'm going there. I should be on there live, and we should be doing the show live from there. But we're going to have some hot cats on Friday, man. We're going to have a lot of hot cats on Friday. We're going to have an interview, exclusive debut for Act the Fool Dewey. And we're going to have Kevin Shine on the joint. He's going to be talking about In the Mind of an A&R. We're also going to have Future Guru, Ebenisha, our host, and myself live in the building. We're going to have some debut joints from your man, J-Dub. We got the cats doing the million-dollar movement situation. And we got another one, Lose Control, definitely a hot joint. We're going in.
Lush.
I just got a
tweet. I'm on Twitter, and I have to say shout out to Jewels on Twitter because she just said, "I hear you on the Lush Radio show, and y'all doing your thing." She said, "You and Lush, homie, y'all doing your thing." So shout out to her Twitter is J3WELS, Twitter.com, J3WELS. I call her Jewels, a.k.a. JC Double, out there representing South Carolina. And she got a single out, so, you know, go to the Twitter and see the timeline, because, you know, that's how we create fans for people. We don't even got to blow them up like that. Just go to her Twitter page, please. I ain't even trying to stutter through that. Shout out to Jewels and South Carolina out there, and you know we repping that. And she actually going to be on the radio, FM, unless she going to grind it out till she get on all them Southern FM stations. How about that? That's what I'm waiting for, because she gonna rock with me, because she told me I could promote her already. Hey, I'm happy. Yo, so shout out to Jewel.
That's what it is, and
she's still representing that.
That's what us. And since we're talking about the Carolinas, I can't forget to shout out the Nancy O radio show and the Woman in Hip Hop situation that's going down.
Yes.
Which Lux Radio Online and Street Queens, the Movement, and Diverse Media Group is a sponsor of. It's going down. It's going down real big. And
I got a big shout out. And guess what, Lush? I got a big shout out. And I got a great opportunity right now to tell you about Lady Dollar. And she's definitely interested in having a Lush interview. And it's only one type of Lush interview. You can only get it here. So shout out to Lady Dollar, and check her out on her Twitter, LADYDOLLA. How about that? You know, she was been tweeting me back in the last 4 or 5 minutes, so she may be listening. Who knows? I'm tweeting the show tonight, Lush. You know that.
I'm tweeting the show.
We got a bunch of listeners probably right now. Shout out to all our call-ins. Right up the phone.
You're killing me with calling. You're stupid, man.
You know what it is. We got listeners and fans. They loving it. You know, and we're gonna block the show anyway. I'm gonna block her Wednesday night show, and I'm on Fridays. Wow.
Oh man.
Go ahead, Lush, love you, babe.
You crazy, man.
Wow.
So, you know, Dre was on the joint, you know what I'm saying, and getting it cracking and stuff, and definitely dropped some serious jewels, man. So y'all heard what Dre said. Dre said that he going to get, you know, he going to link us up, get that Raheem Devon and Philly Ade interview. So
ooh, that's a good look.
That's a look, man, you know what I'm saying.
That's definitely a good look.
We banging him out, man. And y'all artists, man, y'all need to holler at my man Dre. Dre the Mayor, if you're trying to get, you know what I'm saying, if you're trying to present him some situations when it comes to that, on that music tip, for real, man. These cats are signing artists, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your stuff is tight, man. Don't come to these cats with your stuff not together. Don't mention my name, dog, if your stuff ain't tight.
Ooh.
And make sure you get it together, because just like we don't taste no garbage.
Ain't no sliding in the home base like that.
There's no garbage out here, man.
Knock it off.
And Thursday show, Street Queens, the Movement is going down. We got a lot of new Street Queens that joined the movement. It's going down on Thursday. It's at 8 o'clock. We're going to have our sponsor, Gene, alive in the building. We're going to have Tina in the building. She's going to show everybody how to be financially free. Like, you trying to cut costs on things and stuff to run your business a little bit better and balance your finances, she going to be talking about that. It's going down.
Hey, Lush, you snuck that in there. Did you say Gina 28304? Let's get it popping. Go to HanaShop.com. I ain't even going to be sleeping on that. She'd be like, oh, is you cuckoo? You ain't say my... Shout out to our sponsor on How to Not. Oh, wow. Need I say that? Shout out to Gina 28304 on Twitter. We call them off like that because y'all should know us by now. She is
definitely
family. She's family. How to Not family. Sponsors. Sponsorship. Holler at us. Lush Radio Online.
That's what it is, man. And shout out to Dre the Mayor. Dre the Mayor, he's definitely out there telling them to check the archives and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Whoa,
so,
that's good.
He getting it. Oh, yo, and shout out to my man. He showed me mad love on the Twitter. Your man,
Killer Slooty.
Kels Luty, you know what I'm saying?
Killer Luty, Sky High ENT, did a big shout out to Lush. I actually saw it on Twitter when I was looking at Killer's timeline. He said he appreciate and it's a good look what we doing over at Lush Radio Online.
Yeah,
now,
man.
All you got to do is Google Lush Radio Online. You're going to see everything, man.
For real.
Phew.
Definitely.
Google rank for Lush Radio Online, you're going to hear something very real. So if you Google it, you're not doing nothing wrong. You're doing everything right, man. So
for real.
You can Google me, too. You know you good. Yo, knock it off, yo.
Man, it's ridiculous right now. Shout out to Sky High Entertainment. They've been showing mad love.
Can I say this? Spell Sky with two Y's, because I'm going to get in trouble if I don't say this, man. I can't have y'all log it in, and it's SKYYHIGHENT. Sky High.
For real.
That's right.
And y'all make sure y'all support Phil Ide, man. He's also a Nigerian, too. You know what I'm saying? Support that dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And support that dude. Go to a show. Support the music. Download it. All the DJs, man. Support that dude on his movement. DMV Stand Up. 368 Music Group. You know what I'm saying? Support Raheem Devon. You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We getting it in, man. And support real hip-hop, man. Let hip-hop free, man. Give free to the hip-hop. Give us
definitely
free.
Definitely. Learn.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk, man. So we're talking about this entrepreneurship, man, all right? You know, entrepreneurship is a key thing going into 2010. All right, it's all good. I don't knock nobody working a 9-to-5. 9-to-5 can be, you know what I'm saying, some residual money. But on top of being in a 9-to-5, we have to set goals in 2010. Why am I working? I'm working for a purpose. I want to be able to basically, when I'm ready to leave this job, I have something that I own. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, let me get real deep with y'all right now. In America, we say we own houses. We own this, that, and the third. Realistically, we don't own no houses. We paying mortgage. Paying the mortgage every month is not owning a house. You still owe the bank that money. Anytime they can snatch that from you if you don't make your payment. So you do not own that house. The bank owes that house until you pay it off completely, and you still got to pay taxes. Now, in other countries, when you buy the land, because you still got the land, right? When you buy the land and you have the house on top of it, then you own it. But don't get it misinterpreted. At least have a business. Have a business that you can LLC, get the tax write-off. Yeah, you get a tax write-off of a house, but you really don't technically own it. And nowadays, real talk. So let's basically say that if we're working a job, let's work a job for a purpose. I'm working a job so I can open up a business, so I can have something that I can own, so I can set an empire up for my children and my generation. Because a lot of us, our people, have nothing to give our children later on down the road. Besides, oh, man, I done worked 30 years and I got retirement, and you don't even get half of the majority of your retirement back, like real talk. You know what I'm saying? And they already cutting down on Social Security. They ain't really giving raises like that no more. So, you know what I'm saying? We need to really start becoming entrepreneurs like we did back in the day when we had the Harlem Renaissance, when we had the Black Wall Street. People don't talk about all that. Like, real talk, we need to start working for a purpose. Don't work the rest of your life for no reason and then have nothing to show for it. You understand what I'm saying? If you can go out there and buy a big old chain on your neck, or you can sit out there and buy a car that you got to pay car notes for and you ain't pay it off, or you can sit there and pay that, you can still go over there and spend $200 or $300 and LLC your business, get a tax write-off, and own something. Own something. Own a store. Start owning businesses nowadays, man. You know the reason why an entrepreneur will outlast a person that works a 9-to-5? Why don't you go ahead and tell them, fam? Why don't you tell them, Guru?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them why an entrepreneur would outlast a person working a 9-to-5.
I'm living testimony to it. You know? And it's just that, you know, it's a blessing because I came up in a corporate environment. I learned under vice president, president, executive assistant. I didn't learn under Polly at the register or Johnny on fries. It ain't nothing wrong with that if you got to feed your family. I had to feed my family by being an assistant to basically the office services department, which means if you are in the corporate work atmosphere, you know that people need pens, supplies, chairs, everything. So I learned how to take care of all the execs in that fashion and developed a relationship where it was cool that they would give me New Jersey Nets tickets. I was balling. I was getting seventh row seats. I was 20 years old, 22, you know, 21 years old. I mean, doing my thing, you know. And then I just took that, went to school and learned computers, and then I just came to do my thing. I still stayed in, to work. I had to work, you know, still work. I work on my own now. Just always had the entrepreneurial spirit. So that spirit, it doesn't die. Not if that's what you do. If that's what you do and you really already working and you still like, yo, I want to be an entrepreneur. I know I got a job. Think about it. Either you are that type of person or you're not. Because I'm that type of person. I had a job. I had my own business. So, duh. You know, either, you know, you can say, yeah, at least one of those jobs is his doing his thing. There's a difference between working two jobs to make ends meet. You are a slave. Knock it off. Don't play. This is an entrepreneur show, so let's go.
That's real talk, man.
This ain't no, are you getting a job today show. We passed that. We know we need jobs. We looking for jobs. The unemployment rate is high. From now, what you gonna do?
That's what it is. Like, in real talk, look, God forbid, but for all those cats that's working a 9-to-5 right now, and you don't know any other hustle or anything else, you know what I'm saying? And you lost your job today. What would you do? Mm-hmm. What would you do? Like, real
good
talk.
Question. Good question.
What would you do? You wanna go jump off a bridge? You wanna lose your mind? No, you're not. You going to go over there and you going to get your game together and you going to find something that you're good at and you going to turn it into a business. That's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. An entrepreneur's mindset is like, I'm going to get it no matter how it is. I know how to do this, that, and third. But I'm going to master one thing and make it work for me and get bread off of it.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Let's take Puffy. Let's take your man Puffy. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't get education. You need to go get education. It doesn't matter if it's formal education or non-formal education. Because I know some people that done went to the library themselves and taught themselves how to program computers, taught themselves web design. Take, for instance, Microphone Bully.
Guess who else doing
it? Who else?
The people that's locked down doing it, too.
Yeah, the people that's locked down. Take, for instance, like my
they
man
know they
did.
Need jobs and they come out. That's right.
Him and his wifey learned how to do graphic design and all that by themselves. They read it up and learned it, practiced it, and they learned it, and they getting bread off of it. You understand what I'm saying? And they sit there and they get money. You understand what I'm saying? Then you got people that have learned how to certify themselves. They basically learned everything and just went and took the course and got certified. It's a good thing to have formal and informal education. We never want you to stop learning. You learn every day. You understand what I'm saying? But take something that you know and put it to use and make money. Get money off of it. I got thrown into prison.
Twitter that, Lush. My question on Twitter tonight for everybody now that you're following me, and I appreciate you following me, but we are on our platform. This is what we do, and we are really trying to bring to the table your resources. Now, what more do you want? What more do you want? We trying to bring to the table what you need to be reaching out to.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is directly from Lush right now, and I have on Twitter, Lush Radio Online, asked the question to the audience, what would you do if you lost your job. What would you do if you lost your job? It's going live on Twitter in 2 seconds.
Going live.
Now, I don't know. We all live.
We all live. You know? We live. We got
this is an entrepreneur
minutes.
Show.
We got 54 minutes left on the line. Mm-hmm. We want to know if you lost your job today, what would you do? Real talk.
We're asking everybody. I'm tweeting that, too, because you know I'm crazy with it. We asking everybody. Don't act like y'all can't hear.
You know
this show, is getting blogged.
let's take
so don't make me blog it and ask the daggone question every day. I don't even want to curse tonight. We entrepreneurs, we need to start teaching y'all how to get interviews. Ah.
You need
resume writers. Les, help them out, please. Resumes. Stop it, yeah. We asked everybody. You never put stop playing.
take for instance what you just talked about resumes, right? If you're a good person that's good at writing resumes, and I'm talking about just supreme and doing it. Start putting an ad out that you do resumes for people for interviews. All they need to do is send you their information and you do it. And charge for it. That's a business. You understand what I'm saying? If you're good at doing press releases, like, you know, since we're talking about press releases, let's read along. We do a diverse media group, do it for $25. Holla at us. You're good at doing press releases. All you got to do is send it to that person. They do the press release. That's a business. If you know how to, I know this one lady, right? She lost her job. You know what she started doing? She's a good cleaner. She know how to clean and organize. She's a good organizer. She can organize your office and put all this, because you got a lot of people, they work in office, and they stuff look like a hot mess. They can't find nothing. Files is all over the place, and they just lost their mind. But this lady right here, she loves doing that. What did she do? She started charging to organize your office. That's a business. That's an entrepreneur right there. Finding something you're good at and making it into a business. The littlest things that people think that are minuscule, that really, you know, people don't pay attention to, people need. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, people are looking for somebody to clean their dogs and take care of their dogs. If you're good at dogs and you love animals, become a dog sitter. That's a business. You understand what I'm saying? If you love children and you don't mind taking care of them, get all the legal documents you need to do, start a daycare. That's a business, you know. If you have the good word of mouth like my man Future Guru and myself, your girl Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying, go start doing promotion. Go out there and do sales for something. That's a business, you know. I mean, Future Guru could tell them yourself, you know. Tell them how long you've been financially, you know what I'm saying, sustained, you know what I'm saying, by doing your own business, fam. Future Guru, you there?
No, it's just a blessing. You know, it's a blessing. It's priorities that come with it. First, you got to get grateful before you can ask and have anything. You can't take it all the time. That's number one. You cannot take it all the time. No. So you have to start figuring out a way to have a business and be successful and actually look like a superstar. If you can't do that, what you going to do? You might as well go fill out that application, right? And stay there. So you ready to get off the porch, like for real? Because here's the thing, my first company, and it was something light. I was a young cat, and I just said to myself, like, let's broke it down. And my mother would say to me regularly, "How come you don't do that anymore?" That's crazy. Because guess what it was? I was take my G-Y, I would jump in my G-Y, and I got the tools to do storefront windows at the strip malls, and I did the exterior windows and the interior windows with my truck, my car, you know. And I went to the mall. I didn't even have to stay in the hood. Of course I'm going to leave the hood. I don't got to go to the center of town for that. That's no money. That's little money. That's I have big, big money ideas where I go smash on $50 or $60 and keep it moving. That's just the spirit that I had. And my mother would trip on me because she knew I was doing good with that, and I would take my family out with me. I was only 17. But I said, I had a job. But it's just that when I'm driving to work, I'm like, yo, all these windows out here, they dirty as hell. That's all I said to myself. And I went to the janitorial supply. And I got the stuff. And I started throwing the window. Now, you're going to see little cats in the hood, like, bop, bop, beanie bopping for the little small change with a bucket. You're going to see that. But, nigga, I had a car, man. I'm going. I'm going to get that bread, yo. Sky's the limit, man. Put gas in the car. Let's go. Yo, I'm saying, man.
Stupid, you crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just having a spirit. This is an entrepreneur show, so I'm not going to sit around. The question was, what would you do if you lost your job? Would you think of anything? That's the question.
Yeah.
Would you think of anything? Like, if you lost your job, of course you're going to think you're going to do applications. That's good. That's good. That's going to be like what wifey kicks you out the bed for. Don't get the applications. You already know.
But this is the thing, though, Ghoul. If you lose your job and you're going to do the applications don't come in and your wife starving,
right.
your kids starving,
mm-hmm.
What you going to do? Wait on the application?
My question, would you think of anything?
Oh, shoot. Well, I mean, if you would think of something, let us know what you would think of.
Whoa, let me tweet it out. You going in. Yo, stop. Damn.
What would you think about? You know, your wife that kicked you out the bed, the kids are starving. What you gonna do? If you freaking go and you lose your job today, what you gonna do? You gonna sit there and cry about it? Crying ain't gonna help you.
Damn, don't let me Twitter start with you cry. Like, start asking questions. Question number one, would you cry? Yo. Question number one. No, let's make a question there.
What you gonna do? You gonna cry?
What you gonna do, yo?
What you gonna do?
Question number one.
You know?
Cry.
Wow. You know that's
what? That's serious though. That's serious. That happened.
No, people really do cry.
Just saying. No, we're going to say just saying. It can happen. We're just saying. We ain't crying.
And then would you cry? Would you try to shoot yourself? Would you kill yourself? Would you drink yourself to death?
We just asking.
Would you drink yourself to death? What would you do? You know what I'm saying?
We're just asking, but we going in, though. I'm Twittering now, Les. Go ahead, keep talking, baby. I'm Twittering.
Like, okay, you the top executive at blah, 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 and you making six figures, and you lost your job today. What you going to do? And your kids is used to a certain lifestyle and your wife. What you going to do, son? What you going to do?
Real
That's
talk.
The question.
That's
the question.
How many more minutes left? 45 minutes to talk about this.
46 minutes. What you going to do with yourself?
46 minutes to talk about this.
I for you 46 minutes, man.
We ain't going to give them that. We don't be online all night. We ain't got time. We got stuff to do. But y'all can chirp in. We're going to blog the show and get y'all to know what we doing, what we going to help y'all about. But we do got some questions. Let's get to some issues. Like, where would you go? So we can help y'all after that, you know. So this is a real show. We're going to give y'all something to think about. We got plenty of topics right now. And Lush, really just I appreciate your show. I'm feeling the show. And I love to just help you along with the guests and get some great guests. You know my network is serious, baby. So we're going to do it. We're going to have these people like, oh, maybe I should think about calling. Yeah, maybe they can use you. Duh. you know, and we're going to have him here. Just hung up. He just hung up. Shout out to the mayor.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's right. Get out of here, man. Entrepreneurs just hung up. The entrepreneurs just hung up, man. Get out of here, man.
Yo, if you and basically the other thing is like, hey, if you lost your job, would you call Lush Radio and tell us you lost your job? Hey,
I'm dropping the phone. Yes, true. Oh no, that's guaranteed. Really tweet it. Retweet squad, jump on this, please.
Yeah,
dang it.
We
can't even curse. Dang it. would you cry? That was question number one. And then question number two, let's make it, would you think of anything? Because we're going to hurt them with the cry because they're going to cry first. Question number two, would you think of anything? Even though we asked it 10 minutes ago,
you know,
anything?
Or would you call Lush Radio online and tell us you lost your job? Who knows?
That's
well, we got
question
our
number
wonderful...
three.
we got our co-host, Ebenezer, live in the building. Ebenezer, we talking about...
What?
Ebenezer,
what's
we talking
up, Ebenezer?
About...
Hey, y'all.
Shout out to Ebenezer.
Shout out to Ebenezer, man. We talking about entrepreneurship. And we talking. The question is, if you lost your job today, what would you do? Would you cry? Would you think about something? Or would you call us radio and say, "Man, I lost my job"? What
Word?
Would you do?
Ooh.
I would be crying first.
Ooh.
Thinking second.
Yo, that's too
all
real.
People that I knew who had jobs. To see if they hired.
Y'all need to stop, yo.
And while I'm doing that, I would think about how long I was at that job, how much time I give the job, and think about what the hell I could do for myself.
How about that? Congratulations.
What I was.
So I mean, since we do have our girl, and she going hard in the paint in regards to, you know what I'm saying, her consulting company and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's becoming an entrepreneur. You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, what would you then decide that you would basically, you know, find a means of income? How would you find a means of income if you just lost your job today, Ebony?
If you just lost your job, we'll see. If you got fired, then you eligible for unemployment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. Good one. Hey, unemployment
right.
For 25. Like, come on, call him, ding, ding. Yeah, that's the first, yeah.
Get that unemployment. Get that unemployment. Some people forget.
Get unemployment, and then, yeah, you got to get your unemployment. You got to figure out the next step. Start going on websites and finding out who's hiring and the skills that you in. It's best if you're doing something that you have a profession in, and it's more of a career than a job because you have your resume. It speaks for itself. But if you're just going from job to job, I mean, you're not looking to make that much money. You can go to Jack in the Box, see if they hiring.
Woo, Jack in the Box.
For real, go to Jack in the Box. But the thing about it is how important is it to be an entrepreneur? Though, how
it's
important
very important
is it?
Because you sit there and you work and you sweat, you know, for these other people, but you're making them more money than what you're making yourself. And if you can put all that work that you're doing for someone else and being on time and being, you know, faithful to the position and making sure that you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing the research, doing the studying, then why can't you take your actions that you're doing for someone else and make money for yourself? You got to figure out your niche in the game.
Amen to that. And I just put on Twitter, Lush, the question number three, and I got to put it to y'all just like this, like Lush asked. This is a Lush question. would you call Lush Radio Online and tell us you lost your job? And my response is, yes, you can, and you should, because we might have a spot for you. So it's out there. I just tweeted that, because this is real. We are not playing. I can't even say Ebonics right now. We are not playing with you guys tonight. You know? And if you want to be an entrepreneur, think about something. You know, we asked y'all. We can't give you, you know, that answer. You don't know, yo. Like, you don't know y'all like that. How we say, I say that. Say that again. You don't know y'all like that. Whatever. So we can ask you to think of something, though. Think of something. That's
you
all.
You got to figure out where your passion
challenge
is.
Challenge yourself, man.
You have a passion for.
Dig
what
it.
What you good at.
Right,
you
thank
gotta,
you, Ebonesha.
You got to take a
self-analysis.
You
got to
figure out.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me get the couch. Hold up.
Don't say it.
What you said?
Is in the house.
You going to make me get on Ebonics for real. What you said?
you have to.
All right, where's the couch? Now, self-analyze.
Mind,
Go ahead. Self-analyze it. Right.
Yes, you have to self-analyze, and you have to figure out, you know, where did you lose yourself at? Where did you want to be, you know?
Mm.
Is there some place that you wanted to go, but, you know, life took you to a different direction? What are you missing, you know? Where's your passion lie? Some people lose their passion. Did you have dreams? Where was your dreams at? What did you want to do?
That's crazy. Yes, that's so
the internet
true.
The internet is very good resourceful. If you had a passion with making jewelry and life just took you to a whole other direction, why are you filling out those unemployment papers or looking for jobs? Then figure out, you know, how can I go about being in business for myself? What am I good at? What do people need?
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you say Lush? I mean, because she just, can I just say where you took me on that? Because that whole theme of your response was really right on the money. If you are going to try to find that desire, that burning desire to find yourself, you say, and I can't even get in that deep to it because, you know what, I ain't off that. I'm getting there, man. I'm trying to do my thing with my team. And, you know, it took me a while to do that. And now it should be
you
good.
You know, girl, we had a conversation as well.
So.
Now, when I was talking to you about the things that you do as far as working with the kids and all that good stuff, you know.
That's right. We going to get to that. That's another show, but she's about to bring it out. It's animals over here trying to help these kids. Trying to help the kids with a passion for that now. She just bought that. She hit that on the head. We got a passion to help the youth 12 to 18. Yes, we do. I have a program in place. She's talking about
mm-hmm.
it. But, you know, we working on that. That ain't ready. That ain't ready for y'all because we got to know if y'all ready. We need a podium for that and, like, with wheels. Like, drive the podium with us to that corner.
And that's real talk right there.
A
you know,
podium.
Just like, you know what I'm saying, with the whole situation with Lush Radio Online, it was something that I was good at. I came in the rap game as a rapper. But I wanted to do the radio situation, and I got good at it. I did it, and I actually, when I was in college, I did the manual radio in the studio, so I did that whole situation. It was something I wanted to do, and I did it, and I got good at it, you know what I mean? So you have Lush Radio Online, Future Guru, he want to do promo. He doing this promo thing. My girl over here, Ebonesha, is doing the situation with the consultant, and she's doing it, E2K Magazine. Going strong, doing a thing. I started doing Street Queens the Movement because I was tired of ladies being catty and stuff. I wanted women to have a unity and support the community, and that's what we doing. We done fed the homeless 2 years straight. We going on a year, we 2 years straight. We done fed the homeless. We done went out there. We done assisted a child for prom. We done went out there. We done gave out jackets for cats that was cold out there for DJ Carl Blaze. We done sent teddy bears for foster kids. We done sent toys for tots. You know what I'm saying? We done sent mail to Christmas cards to prisoners in jail. You know what I'm saying? We going hard in the paint, man. I'm here to help the community. We here. If you want to do something positive, if you have an idea to do something for the church, You can get paid for that too. Anything you can do, you can do, make some money, man.
And I'm tweeting right now that our resources allow us to help the community from Lush Radio Online. That's what I'm tweeting about Lush, you know, because I feel the same way. And when I say Lush Radio Online, now I'm speaking as a family. That's all I got to do. And y'all know that I'm right in the mix. Ebenezer's in the mix. Ebenezer's in the mix. Keep following her. Follow us. Don't block. Ain't nobody blocking us, though. Ain't that crazy? We good, right? Ain't we good? Y'all clap. Pat yourself on the back. What phone you got here? Pat your damn self. Take a hand. Pat yourself. Damn it. Ain't nobody blocking us, dropping us. Wow. Nosy. Get it. And pay us. Be nosy and pay us, please. Be nosy and pay us. Y'all know what it is.
Exactly, because before I just called in, I was still going hard in the paint on the mixtape.
Promo. It's definitely in the fuck as well. Wait till you see the next big thing coming from that joint, that page. That page about to blow.
Hey, I got an idea, too.
700 followers in 30 days. I'm going to get country. Damn near 700 followers in 30 days. Come on,
man. My way, mixtape.
Get out of here, man. Follow me, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. And y'all know I do. But I'm talking to them haters. Sidewinders. Low-cut grass jokers.
We ain't got no haters. Stop it.
That's right. We don't know. No, it ain't even. And this ain't directors. This is nothing like that. We really here on entrepreneur level, but, hey, it is what it is. Somebody really, they getting nosy for the wrong reasons. I can't even say. Keep your eyes open, man.
But, hey.
It's a dangerous game out here. As good as our show is, somebody got darts in their hand like we a dartboard.
You got to take the copycats as a compliment.
Mm-mm, I'm just saying who got darts that we dartboards. That's it, yo. That's, you know, let's keep that 100 that we are here only in the capacity to be resource. We want to be a resource. That's it. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be resourceful, and we're trying to be a resource. And it becomes beautiful. We can help the community. That's what I'm saying. This whole goes back. This all goes back to we are family. That's it. When I say Lush Radio Online, I'm already, my name's in that. And I could tweet Future Groove 100 and mixtape MP3 promo. Please believe it's Ebenezer, Lush, and myself and all our retweet squad. And that's the way we trying to look at it. We here. We know we here.
Graphic Colombian Princess DFM bitch.
Oh, retweet squad.
DFM bitch, yeah. He goes hard in the paint.
Woo, they shouting them out.
And we got to thank our sponsors once again, strictlybunt1.com and Ohana Shop, you know what I'm saying, and Diverse Media Group, LLC. We go hard in the
paint. We got another one that I picked up on. Hey, guess what? We got a retweet squad member who wants to do an interview. He got a group, and I went to the page. I heard the music. So let's how you know how you say, pull? We just going to pull the shade down a little bit. So I'm a give you his Twitter page, and I'm gonna give you the cat that also is a retweet squad member. His Twitter page is MIZZAL304, Mizal304. The cat's going hard. He's retweeting a lot of the retweet squad info, and that's real. And then we have one more. Just let me click on the retweet squad, and I will give you that cat's Twitter, and we're going to leave it at that because those are two official new members. You know how we were talking the last two shows. We didn't have them all on deck. We got more on deck. Retweet Squad is up for promotion. We ready. We are ready. Thank you, Ebenezer. She's organizing. Ebenezer's organizing, y'all. This is what entrepreneur is on this show. We got Ebenezer helping this entrepreneurial machine from Lush Radio, from Future Groove 100, and she has a promotions company now as a conglomerate to this. So please call on us.
We wouldn't be
fair if we didn't tell y'all to call on us. Just wouldn't be right.
Ooh, it sounds like y'all got a high school back there and stuff, man. For real, man. It's definitely going down, man. 2010, we taking over, man. Hey, quick question for y'all. You know, everybody said, you know, The Rock was holding it down, and you know what I'm saying? Then it was 50 Cent Crew, you know what I'm saying? And the whole Baby Cash Money situation. What y'all think about this quote unquote new empire that they said with the Young Money situation? You think Young Money is the new empire right now, y'all? What y'all think?
I like Ebony. You want me to go first? I don't know.
Let the ladies go first.
Let the ladies go first?
Uh huh.
That's what I'm saying. I'll fall back.
Who's all on the car?
Hold on. Did he say he gonna fall back?
The ladies are on deck. I gotta listen to the ladies right now. I got polite like a mug. I said, who's first? Like, who's first? That's like looking both ways before you cross the street and stuff. Who's first? Yeah, y'all crazy, yo. Who's first?
But you know, Guru, he's just so precise that I just wanted to hear what he was about to talk about because, you know, he does a whole lot of.
Yeah, I don't watch the game. I know what's up in this game. I mean, you know, it goes back to what Dre the Mayor said. I mean, you already looking at somebody when you only speak about who's selling the million. Only a couple names are gonna come up. There's not five names that's gonna come up, y'all. It's not five names. It's not as many as y'all trying to do music. When you say who gonna sell a million, I'm sorry, but even to get to 1 million, you can't do five. You can't count on your hand five. You used to when it was, you know, other type of music, you know, a different era. This era is digital now, okay? So forget about it. You need to check yourself. Go look in the mirror and ask what digital is, or go look it up or something. And, like, ask yourself, are you ready, man? Because we got it for y'all. And guess what? If you really want to be on your business and be independent, you should be thinking about being digital. How you going to be independent and you ain't trying to sell no music online?
Hold on. Can I ask a question, though? I'm
yeah.
still asking a question right now, though.
What's up?
What y'all think about the whole Young Money empire situation? Do you think that's the new empire situation?
Yes. They sold a million. That's why. They sold a million. They did it already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and ain't nobody else going to do it.
Evanisha, what you think about the situation? You know, he said he was going to fall back, right? I was gonna see how long he's saying.
Y'all funny.
Oh man, I love this nigga,
I think that they, you know, they doing it like nobody's doing it right now, and they got the people, you know, and they click that's gonna make it happen.
Okay, can both of y'all tell me the top cast that they got in their team? Cause they got the chick Chanel, which is an R&B singer. They got Tyga. They got, I think, what is his name? What is it? Dirty Buddha. What's that dude's name? Gutter.
Mm-hmm.
They got Mac Main. They got Nicki Minaj. They got Drake. They got Lil Chucky. And Lil Twist, Young Cats and stuff. So, and plus, Lil Wayne.
Well, see, they starting young too.
Yo, shout out to Oh My God Girls. That's Lil Wayne's daughter and the chick, what's her name from Escape. Her daughter
Tiny.
Too. Oh my God.
Tiny.
Yeah. Tiny. Her daughter. So they got the Oh My God Girls. So they got that whole movement going on and everything. So basically, yo, Lil Wayne got a situation where he's starting at the young team, so he got that young market also.
Exactly.
So who is the top artist on that crew that you think is going to hold it down while Wayne is locked up in jail?
Oh, well, they're going to have they got a plan. I think they got a strategy. So, I mean, you already got stuff on deck that they've been working on. You know, when you think about the mixtape stuff you hear from them, you know, that's just a sample of what they have. You know, don't forget that, you know, they got all the money to record whatever they want and everything like that. So there's tracks that Lil Wayne got that they ain't even released. You know, you ain't really heard everything from him. Now, all I'm saying that to say is I'm only talking about how I would say that camp is built and what they doing. Now, whatever come out, if I like it, I like it. If I don't like it, which I don't like all that stuff over there, I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to say I like that and I don't like that, and then that track, he ripped that ball. I could take one song and say, that song's all right, but Homeboy Versus, all right. I could do that for hip-hop. I'm going to say what I like within the song. The beat is fly. But I don't like three of their verses. It's only one verse. I like, come on, how often is that? How regular is that lately? Three people on the track, you only like one person's bars. And you like the beat. So
right.
What is that telling you? Too much in my ear. Like, you know, so you that's how you got to break hip-hop down, because that's why ain't nobody making no money in the record stores. Just for that reason, because there's no reason way in the world there's supposed to be four or five people on the track and there's only one that's hot. Damn. I mean, what are they first of all, it's what are they rapping about? Why are they saying that? How many people on that track saying that garbage? I'm all on that like that. Come on, man.
Well, I mean, everybody's closed out, iced out, you know.
Well,
hard
I
out.
Mean,
it's just like,
it's
okay,
what it is,
next,
man.
What else you got? Where's the content and the music?
I'm just asking
but,
for that.
You know,
I'm asking for greatness, man. I'm changing it up. I'm gonna start. Don't make me start asking for greatness. I mean,
well, that's real talk right there. But guys, we got to close it out, because I got to go to a conference in a few,
okay.
And they gonna get mad at me, man.
Yeah, don't get them mad.
I gotta go check out this DMV award situation. But y'all check it out and get posted for the DMV awards is going down in the DMV, man. A lot of good artists got nominated this year. I'll be out there in the situation with the red carpet. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, Ebenisha, Future Guru, 100. Follow us on Twitter and our whole retweet squad.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dre, the mayor and stuff. He came through, dropped some jewels for us, man. Don't forget, he said he's going to bring us in, you know, Raheem Devon and Phil Ade. Y'all need to support both of them artists for real. DMV Stand Up, Worldwide Stand Up. Make sure you support your home team. Make sure you support the cats that support you. And you know what I'm saying? If you ain't supporting nobody, then how can you expect us to support you? Real talk. Let's get real about yourself. And stop calling me your friend. And stop thinking that I'm going to call you my friend if you're really an associate. Let's get real with yourself. What have you done for me lately? Holler at your girl.
Ooh,
you already know what it is, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. I got just a couple of
I was ready to start singing Janet Jackson.
She just banged on him right there. I was just like, wow. I almost,
I'm calling me your friend. I'm like, damn.
Well, I mean, hey, I just got to say shout out to some friends of the show. Some people who I know are like our friends of the show. But, Shout out to the whole retweet squad. You know.
Hurry up, Guru. She gotta go.
All right. Yeah, you know, and Lush Radio Online and everybody listening, like we here to just bring y'all some entertainment and keep it real with y'all. That's it. So this is what the show is based on. I can't give no long shout outs right now. She's about to wrap it up. Love y'all, man. I'm signing off with love y'all, man. Stay positive and stay focused. That's it.
For real.
Shout out to Lush. I just want to say shout out to Lush Radio for, you know, starting the stuff and, you know, and finishing it first.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say. And shout out to the Twist fam who shows us all love, Lush Radio.
That's right.
And myself and our retweet squad.
Y'all got a couple more shout-outs. We're one more, two more ladies
that's
all trying to be
down.
Yo, for real. It's only one more.
And we
only
don't have Monday for Future Guru. Future Guru is on show.
No, nah. Your girl, it's your girl's Lush MZ Photographic, because I don't want to forget her. She's going to help me with my mixtape cover. I got to shout
okay,
that one.
Okay, that's cool.
That's
and
your
I got
camp. That's your camp.
Too.
That's your camp right there.
That's
so
the camp.
I'm down with
that's
her.
The
yeah.
Camp.
We talk about
yeah,
the camp right
camp.
Now. That's the camp.
That's
Lush
right
camp.
There.
That's Lush camp, baby.
That's a friend right there. That's family right there.
Word
now, those
up.
People I consider friends, you know what I'm saying? But them
word.
Cats that say, yo, I know Lush, you know what I'm saying? She my friend, but, like,
mm-hmm.
dogs, like, do we really mm. rock like that for real? Really,
right.
like, ask yourself that question. A lot of people be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Really watch yourself and see who you surround yourself with, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Stop being crab in the barrel. Let's get money. Let's do a real big 2010. We here. We taking over, man. Lush Radio Online, the camp, Retweet Squad. We in the building. Mixtape MP3 promo. You already know what it is. I'm out. And I said, man, y'all need to keep winning, man. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? All the girls in the club go crazy. All the girls in the club go crazy. That's by Quave right there. They came on the show earlier today. So I want y'all to check out their joint. This joint is hot.
Mm. Out.
Oye, loca.
Ladies, tonight, look,
oye,
we gonna have some fun. Look, I need you to get wild, get
loca.
Get loose, get
loca.
Get crazy.
Hey.
Get crazy.
Hit my feet, get down my way if you can't stand the heat. Cause the girls go crazy when they hear this shit.